Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook fires to second, and they've got Skinner trapped. There's the throw to Hodges, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Neal reaches second base with a double. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mazeroski moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Pagliarani throws to second to catch Hook, who is caught in a rundown. The throw to Mazeroski, who drops the ball. Hook is safe on the error. There goes Hook. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hook scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hunt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Clendenon reaches second base with a double. Clemente moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Bailey, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moran. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Moran steals second. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hickman out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges fields the ball and throws to second. Hunt drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hunt. Skinner moves to second. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to third. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Clendenon strikes out. There goes Clemente. The throw from Sherry to second, and Clemente is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jay Hook. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Hickman moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mazeroski strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Gil Hodges. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.